The Holy Gospel of our Savior Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Children ages 3 to 10 are invited to follow the storyteller, Katie, to the music room for Bible study, prayers, and music. They'll return at the peace.
Thank you. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. Good morning, St. Columbus. I'm the Reverend Marilyn Jenkins, and I serve as the priest in charge at St. George's Episcopal Church in D.C., which is kind of nestled at the base of Howard University in the little township of Bloomingdale. And it's a blessing to be standing in front of you today, knowing that your beloved rector, Hillary Raining, is preaching at St. George's this morning. Now, I think I won on this deal because our first service is at 7:30 and Hillary had to be there very early. But I believe that this pulpit swap says something. I believe what it says is that relationships matter. It says that the church is not only a place where we hear the gospel, it's a place where we live it. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany. Epiphany marks the manifestation or the appearance of Jesus Christ to the world through the visit of the Magi to the Christ child, revealing him to all nations. Epiphany concludes our Christmastide and begins the season of revelation with themes of mission, hope, and God's grace revealed to all people. I think we can look at this season of revelation as a season of seeing what had not been seen before. This season is about seeing more clearly, about light appearing where we didn't expect it. The story we have today from Matthew, the story of the Magi, is all about seeing. So as the story goes, The Magi come from far away. They're not part of a community. They don't know the scripture the way that everybody else in that time did. They really are outsiders. And yet they see something no one else seems to notice. They look up and they notice a star. But they also pay attention, because they decide that whatever this light means, it is worth following. They don't know yet where the journey will take them. They only know that something holy is happening. That is often how Epiphany begins, not with certainty, not with answers, but with paying attention. And the Magi follow the star all the way to Bethlehem. And when they arrive, they are so taken by what they see, they fall to their knees and they kneel before the Christ child. They offer gifts of gold, frankincense, myrrh, gifts that seem to say, we recognize something sacred here. And when their encounter is over, the encounter of the Magi and the Christ child, Matthew tells us the Magi return home by another road. They don't go back the way they came. They can't, because seeing the Christ child has changed them. And I think that's true for us. When you truly encounter Jesus, when you truly meet Jesus, we are changed, and we must change direction. And that is where the gospel meets us today. Over the past several years, St. Columbus has been paying attention, looking closely at your own history, listening carefully to stories that had not always been centered, learning how your parish benefited from the loss of another congregation nearly a century ago, learning things that had not always been fully seen or understood. That kind of learning is not easy. It requires patience, it requires humility, and it requires courage. But what you have done, what St. Columbus has done, is truly remarkable. You didn't stop with learning the history. You allowed what you learned to shape your next steps, to shape your communal life in Christ. You chose to ask what it might look like, not just to acknowledge the past, but to help repair it. Not merely as a transaction, but as an act of reconciliation within the body of Christ. And so the Beloved Community Fund was created, a fund dedicated to repairing the past and building new relationship. A fund meant not only to address one moment or one congregation, but to support ongoing work of justice, healing, and connection. Through that fund, St. Columbus made a significant commitment to St. George's, an act of reconciliation rooted in faith. And for that, St. George's is eternally grateful. At the same time, St. George's has been doing its own work. Through a DC Humanities grant, we gathered our oral histories. We interviewed 32 parishioners, listening carefully to their stories. Stories of what St. George's has meant to them and those who went before them. From 1930 through the tumultuous time in this city of DC in the 1960s until today. Preserving memory. Our goal was to preserve the history of St. George's through the lived experience of the people who call this parish home, St. George's home. And now we have turned this lived experience into a documentary film that holds St. George's history with care and dignity. Two congregations, two histories, two journeys. And I believe what we are seeing today in this time is a moment those journeys meet, St. Columbus and St. George's. There is a light shining here, and that feels very Epiphany to me. Epiphany is about letting the light shine and leading where we need to go next. It's about bringing things into the light so that we can see clearly our past, our present, and the hope of the future. Now, the Magi didn't undo the past. They didn't fix Herod or the world they lived in. They didn't solve everything like when we try to get together and solve all the world's problems. But they did change direction. They chose another road. St. Columbus is choosing another road. St. George's is choosing another road. Not a road that erases the past, but one that reveals the past and honors it, and most importantly, learns from it. Now, I don't know how often all of you look at the Book of Common Prayer to actually have it in your hands and look through it for all the wonderful prayers that we have in this, what I call our Episcopal handbook. But it's also worth looking in the back at our catechism. And I want to draw your attention to page 855 when you do have the BCP in your hands. At the top of the page, it asks, what is the mission of the church? And the answer is, the mission of the church is to restore all people to unity with God and each other in Christ. And the next question asks, how does the church pursue its mission? And the answer to that is, the church pursues its mission as it prays and worships, proclaims the gospel, and promotes justice, peace, and love. The work that St. Columbus has done and the relationship this work is bringing about is exactly that. And it is doing it in real and tangible ways. We, like the Magi, do not yet know everything that this road will hold. We only know that Christ is leading us, that the light is real, that the call is faithful, and that walking together is better than walking alone. So today on this Epiphany morning, we give thanks for the eyes that are learning to see more clearly, for hearts willing to change direction, and for the grace of God who always meets us on the road and always leads us home. Now, before I get off this pulpit and give us back to the rest of the service, I'd like to invite all of you, to all of St. Columbus, to the premiere of our documentary film. It will be on January 25th at 2:30 in the afternoon, and we have settled on Perry Auditorium at the National Cathedral. I hope all of you can attend. The bishop will be there. Most of your, I think your congregation, my congregation, and hopefully others from around the diocese will be able to join us as well. So that is the invitation for all of you, the 25th at 2:30 in the afternoon. Amen.